Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Hey, this is a day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited to be with you this morning as we do part two of my segment on It Only Takes a Minute to Change Your Life, featuring the works of Willie Jolly. And, you know, hey, you know, I'm hoping, you know, we got some people that are tuned in today and listen in, and, you know, maybe get a few live calls here as we get into today, you know, because, you know, I truly do believe, you know, it only takes a minute to actually really do change your life. It's just a matter of how we focus. That minute of focus can lead to so many incredibly, you know, different things once we're able to focus. And too often that is what the problem is. The problem is our focus. If our focus is scattered, what I mean by scattered, you know, doing this, that, and everything else. And just to tie back in, you know, I'm getting into Willie's book in a little bit here, but there's a chapter in Rich Dad, Poor Dad, where Robert Kiyosaki talks about mind your business. Now, see, a lot of times some people, you know, we might think that to mean, you know, don't be signifying or whatever. When he says mind your business, in other words, it's a phrase, you know, I got my mind on my business and my business on my mind. Mind your business. You know, make sure that you understand what it is that you want to work for, what is it that you want to achieve, what is it that you want to do, what is it that you want to happen in your life. So mind your business means that you have to keep your mind on that, on your particular focus of what your business is, you know. And in that particular chapter, you know, he talks about when Ray Kroc, and a lot of people know who Ray is, and some of you don't know, that's the guy to put the whole McDonald's thing together. You know, Ray asks a group of MBA students, he says, what's my business? You know, they had went out after his lecture. They went out and they were sitting around, you know, chilling out. Ray was having some beer with them, you know, and he says, once people know, he says, what business am I in? Ray asks. And once the group had all of their beers in their hand, everyone laughed, and they looked at him, and no one answered. Then Ray asked the question again, what business am I? And the students laughed again, and finally one brave soul yelled out, Ray, everybody in the world knows that you're in the hamburger business. Ray chuckled. He said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not in the hamburger business. I'm in the real estate business. McDonald's owns more real estate than any other companies out here. We forget about the ground that the McDonald's is on. You know, yeah, they sell burgers and fries and all of that, but the franchises, they're on the ground. They own a piece of property. And Ray let them understand that the real business that he was in was the real estate business. Burgers and all of that, you know, the franchises, yeah, they're delivering a service, but the business was real estate, prime real estate development. Think about it, people. Just think about it. But again, that's this whole point of focus and knowing what your business is and minding your business. I want to get again to Willie's book here today, you know, and Willie has this powerful book. It's called It Only Takes a Minute to Change Your Life. You know, Willie used to have a radio show. I don't know if he still does it anymore. I'm trying to do some research from a friend of mine who used to be in a band with Willie. Willie was also, you know, a musician, and he had a program called A Magnificent Motivational Minute. And, you know, he that's his way. What happened, this book came basically from his whole thing of things that he would share. And, you know, I have two that I want to share this morning before I'm going to do is after that, that I'm going to open up the phone lines and do a lot more dialoguing this morning with listeners and seeing who's also in the chat room. I had a listener the other day who left me a question. I'm going to try to get to their question before the show is over. You know, try to cover a lot here in 30 minutes. Just one story Willie has is called The Line in the Giselle. The Line in the Giselle. Now, he says this particular one is one that inspired a lady to make some real, real, you know, important changes in her life. You know, this lady, he said, one day I received a letter from a young woman whose life had been changed by the motivational minute, and her letter had an impact on me. This young woman had recently graduated from college and was having no success in finding a job. She was looking and looking, getting no positive response. She became more and more despondent. She got to the point where she was in a state of total depression, so down that she didn't see a reason for getting out of bed in the morning. She would stay in bed and sleep all day and soon gave up on her job search because she felt that there was no use in trying anymore. She felt the situation was hopeless. One morning while laying in bed, she stumbled upon the radio station broadcasting the Magnificent Motivational Minute. She said she heard something in that morning's Motivational Minute that created a spark inside of her and made her see her life a little differently. That particular Motivational Minute has become one of his trademark shows, and it was one of his most popular shows, and it's called The Lion and the Giselle. And let's go through that real quick. And again, these are little short things that Willie used to do, but have powerful impact. Here's the story of The Lion and the Giselle. And this is how Willie would read it on the air. Today's step for success is that we must see every day as an opportunity that demands that we give our all, do our best. We must see success not only as a destination, but also as a journey that is constantly filled with adventures and challenges. If we are willing to meet those challenges, then we can live life to the fullest. Friends, every morning in Africa, a Giselle wakes up and knows that it must run faster than the fastest lion or will be killed and eaten. Also, every morning in Africa, a lion wakes up and knows it must outrun the slowest Giselle or it will starve to death. It doesn't matter whether you are a lion or a Giselle. When the sun comes up, you better be running. Remember that all things are possible if you can just believe. This is Willie Jolly. Have a great day. Well, that's one of the stories that Willie would do, and that's how he basically would read it. But just think about that. Yeah, the Giselle is trying to outrun the lion. The lion's trying to catch the Giselle. You know, he just, I mean, very simple, you know. Very simple but powerful. And what happened made this woman rethink her life that, hey, you know, I need to get up running and go focus on what I need to do to improve my life. What I need to do to improve my life and to do that. And I want to take this other one, too, real quick, because this is one that first person that I read a lot about and studied who helped me with focusing on being able to stay focused. And that is the great Dr. Benjamin Elijah Mays, who used to run Morehouse College, you know. And, you know, Dr. Mays used to have a saying, and his saying went like this. I only have just a minute, only 60 seconds in it, forced upon me, can't refuse it, didn't seek it, didn't choose it, but it's up to me to use it. I must suffer if I lose it, give account if I abuse it, just a tiny little minute, but eternity is in it. So, ladies and gentlemen, use your minutes wisely. You know, use your minutes wisely because that's the, you know, from a minute spark thought comes that gives you an insight, you know, on something. You know, I mean, this morning I have a manager's call that I listen to every morning at 8 o'clock in the morning. And, you know, some mornings, you know, you think, oh, what they going to talk about this morning? You know, what they going to talk about this morning? Sometimes we have some people, you know, come, man, I don't know if I'm going to get on the call this morning, you know. I mean, you know, and every time, you know, I always get, you know, a new tidbit. This morning, a new tidbit was a person just helped me shorten my presentation, you know, because I'm involved in the travel business. And he just helped me really understand how to shorten my presentation, just basically asking people some simple, basic questions. One, do you like to take vacations? Most people are going to tell you yes. Good. Where do you like to go? Bam, when's the last time you've been there? How much did it cost you? How much was your commission check? See, because I show people how to take paycations. And you want to learn more about that, you can email me, you know, at jahitravelsite@yahoo.com. You can learn more about paycations. But that's what I'm in. I'm in the paycation business, showing people how to turn vacations into paycations, basically meaning when you travel, showing you how to get a commission check from off your travel, how to get a commission check from off your stay in hotels, how to get a commission check from off your rental cars, how to get a commission check from the cruises you take, how to get a commission check from the airplane rides you take, how to get, I mean, so many different ways. But bottom line is you need to know how to travel, retail versus wholesale. And that's a whole nother show in itself. But, you know, again, the purpose is, you know, minutes. You know, and it was this morning by listening to my morning, you know, my manager's call in the morning that I got that little tidbit. So you never know what you're going to get. But just tuning in and having a personal development course for yourself, at least no less than 30 minutes a day you should be spending on personal development. And that's why I go through these different success books. And as one of our callers who, you know, is always listening in, Ruth says, you know, I need to can get my book completed, which I'm working on to do. It's on my computer. So I'm almost like as I'm reading Robert Kiyosaki's book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and how that book basically was a book he had scattered out through his computer, and he was able to meet with someone who eventually took it off his computer and put it in a book format. He had been working on it, but he just hadn't organized it. And I've been working on, you know, pieces for years. I got a bunch of essays and other stuff, and I just need to go ahead and be diligent enough to pull them together and get those things out there, because it's so important to share the knowledge that's been imparted upon us, because we never know who we can be a blessing to. We never know who we can be a blessing to. Now, I got just one last one I'm going to read by Willie, then I'm opening up the phone lines. There's no time to lose. Check this out, people. Listen real carefully, because this is another thing in terms of putting life in its perspective. According to statistics, the average lifespan in America is 79.5 years of age. That's what statistics say. Now, some people, and when this book was written, that was what it was then. Some people live in a little bit longer, but let's just use these numbers that he's dealing with for right now to get this point across. If you are now 20, then according to the current lifespan statistics, you have over 700 months to live. If you are 30, then you have approximately 600 months to live. If you are 40, you have approximately 480 months to live. If you are 50, then you have just over 320 months. If 60, then you have 240 months. If 70, then approximately 120 months. And if you are 80 or above, then you're just blessed. Even though these are just numbers, we must be mindful that they have some relevance, because none of us knows how long we're going to live. We should not take our lives for granted. Even though lifespans are increasing, we should realize that time is precious and we really have no time to lose. Live your life with gusto, because there is no time to lose. But when you start breaking your life down into months, you know, whoo, man. Talking about, you know, I did them numbers, and I said, man, I ain't got no time to lose. There's no time. I mean, I got a seven-year-old grandson that I got to leave an inheritance for. I don't have any time to lose. You know, no time to lose. Must have time to gain. And the only way to gain in terms of time is making sure that you have invested into your future well, and that you leave a future for those who come behind you. I want to open up the phone line. You and I believe this is Ruth on the line, 214. Ruth, that's you this morning?
Good morning. Yes, I'm here.
All right. Good morning. How are you doing on this wonderful, beautiful morning?
I am fantastic. Fantastic. And just glad to be alive today and on your show. And I'm loving the subject. One of my best quotes. One of my favorite quotes from Willie Jolly is, follow your dreams. May I share that with you this morning?
Yes, you may. Go ahead.
All right. It says, follow your dreams wherever it leads. Don't be distracted by less worthy deeds. Shelter it, nourish it, help it to grow. Hold your dream deep, down deep where dreams grow. Follow your dreams. Pursue it with haste. Life is too precious, too fleeting to waste. Be faithful, be loyal, and all the day through. The dreams that you follow will keep coming true. Thank you for letting me share this morning, Baba Jahi, and I'm just loving your show, and thanks for being an inspiration to me.
You're welcome. You're so welcome. I mean, that is so powerful what you just shared, you know, follow your dreams, you know what I mean? That is, you know, it's so powerful. It goes back to, again, you know, to Benjamin Elijah Mays, who talks about, you know, that you know, not to have a dream, you know, is is a sin. I mean, you know, he says you might not reach all your dreams, but not to have any is just, you know, not healthy. I mean, I remember a person telling me one time before that when you stop dreaming, you're dead.
Wow.
And,
that's powerful.
You know,
well,
and
you know,
so
we definitely need our dreams, and dreams are goals are dreams realized. So hold on to them, and you know, nourish them like Willie Jolly says. And you see where he is now, one of the top five speakers recognized by Toastmasters International. So what he says and what you said on your Tuesday show is that we have seen other people do it, and we can do it too.
Yes, we can. I mean, and, you know, Willie, you know, he talked about how, you know, people had told him, you know, just hold on and somebody will discover you. And Willie said he kept holding on, waiting to be discovered. When he realized that, you know, a lot of people said they're waiting for this ship to come in. He said, you got to go swim out to it. You know, you know, and we'd be... You know, we figure if I keep doing this, someone gonna notice me. You got to go be noticed.
Take the action.
That's it. I mean, and it goes back again. I was looking for this quote that I wanted from Dr. Benjamin Elijah Mays. He said, "It must be born in the mind that the tragedy of life does not lie in not reaching your goal. The tragedy lies in having no goal to reach. It isn't calamity to die with dreams unfulfilled, but it is a calamity not to dream. It is not a disaster to be unable to capture your ideal, but it is a disaster to have no ideal to capture. It's not a disgrace not to reach the stars, but it is a disgrace to have no stars to reach for. Not failure, but low aim is a sin." And, you know, people's aims in life, you know, are too low. I mean, and again, another book, again, I recommend people read, you know, Think and Grow Rich, Black Choice, Dennis Kimbrough. But also, again, you know, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I mean, it's like this whole antiquated educational system, and I get in trouble at times with this, with school systems and other stuff. You know, I mean, Bill Gates and other people recognize it. That's why he's funding alternative kind of educational stuff, is that the old ways don't work anymore for the now generation. And we got people holding on to teaching young people, go to school, get good grades so you can go get a, what's the other part of that?
Good job.
I know people have been looking for that good job for 30 and 40 years and still ain't found it.
It's a new paradigm.
Right. And if we don't have a new paradigm shift, you know, then it's like, you know, it puts us in limbo. I mean, you know, my grandson, he walks around, he's 7. He says, you know, we're going to be rich. I tell him, that's right, we're going to be rich. You know, and we are rich now, and we just, you know, we're doing the work, and the money going to catch up with us. The wealth going to catch up with us. But rich means more than just, I explained to him, rich means more than just material things. It also riches in terms of our mind and our mindset, and
yes,
not to have what I call poverty consciousness. It's so important to have wealthy consciousness, which goes beyond just, you know, as some people think, you know, when you talk about rich, you just think you're talking about just money. But, you know, it means also one of the most precious things that we all can have. And one of the things that me and my wife are working on to secure even more and more is something called time freedom. Time freedom.
Yeah.
You know, time freedom. If you wake up this morning, especially, you know, my wife, we live in Carolina, and, you know, her mom lives in Baltimore. My parents live in Atlanta. My parents able to come up for the holidays, but her mom doesn't have the same type of resources. And, you know, wife was just like, you know, hey, I want to be able to be at the point where if I feel like going to see my mom tomorrow, I can just go and I ain't got to worry about is there going to be some consequence, or is my bill not going to get paid, if I'm going to miss time from this or whatever. Time freedom.
Freedom to do what you want. That's
Go
what
ahead.
I mean, like freedom to do what you want, when you want, and with whom you want to do it.
Yeah.
And you're definitely marketing that with your business, and you are a model for a lot of people. So just keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you so much.
I really admire you and your wife so much for how you are nurturing and growing your grandson. He is, that's a remarkable thing for him to already know that he is in power. He has the power to mold and have the life he wants. And to name it, claim it, and that's just powerful at a young age.
Yeah, I mean,
so you're definitely passing on the dream and the legacy already.
Yeah, he's seven, and we was putting stuff together for a yard sale one time. And he says, because he likes to draw. He says, well, I know what I'm going to do. What you going to do? I'm going to draw some pictures and sell me some art so I can get some money for what I want.
That's awesome. That's awesome. He's a budding artist.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and then he likes, you know, he likes to dance. So, you know, he says, I can dance with people and they can pay me. I says, okay,
wow.
All right. I mean, it's, you know, it's just letting him take ideas that he have and, you know, and develop them. I mean, because, you know, children have ideas and, you know, a lot of times people stifle them. So you can't do that. And,
yes.
And he also knows his worth.
He also knows his worth, and he's not afraid or ashamed to claim his, make his demands on that he be paid for it.
Right.
That's powerful.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If anyone wants to know, in our, you know, in our business, sometimes we're afraid to ask for the sale.
Right.
Tell them that story of your grandson. A child can teach you. Just ask.
Yeah, they will. They will.
You got to put it out there. He said, put it out there. He know they'll pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
He teaches me
all the time, you know. He said, you know, we'll be somewhere, and I'll be passing out flyers or you know, be somewhere prospecting. He said, why you didn't get that person one? He said, you don't know what you're going to do. So you're right. I said, I'm supposed to give everybody one. He said, yeah, let them make up their own mind.
You know, as marketers, one of my favorite books is Are You Walking Past the Fortune?
Yeah.
And that's a prime example. He showed you that the next person you walked by or you didn't give a card to,
mm-hmm.
you could be passing up your fortune.
That's it. We was at the park about a month and a half ago, and, you know, we had passed our flyers, and he was about to leave. And was just one last person that had turned and got a little past me. You know, I was like, you know, I'll catch somebody else. Let me go and get in the car. My grandson said, no, give him one. End up giving that person one. Out of all of the people that we gave flyers out to that day, that person was the one that came to our opportunity meet and joined the business.
Wow. It's amazing.
You know, and, you know, because the person had a frustrated look on their face that day. What happened was they had came from Kelly Services trying to, you know, find some temporary work. And,
yes.
you know, I had gave them a flyer to come out to the meeting. They came out to the meeting, and we got to talking, you know. And they had been in marketing before and other stuff, you know, gotten downsized and just trying to fill some gaps, you know. And you know, but we got to talking about the business. He saw the business model immediately. And since then, has come on board and has, like, a new lease on life, you know. But he noticed, he said, yeah, he said, you know, he said, you walked past me, almost let me get away that day. I said, yeah. I said, but my grandson said, make sure I give you a flyer. You know, my grandson, when he comes over, my grandson says, oh, I'm so glad, Mr. Marcus, we gave you that flyer that day. You know, and but, you know, we almost walked past each other in the park on a particular
yes.
day. So that thing you're saying about walking past the fortune, you know, is so powerful. And then the company I'm in, you know, what we do in terms of network marketing, we get a 50% match on everyone that's directly sponsored, that you directly sponsor, which means whatever they make, the company will also pay you 50% of that. So,
wow.
you know, it's important, as you said, not to walk past the fortune.
That's right. And to mention that 50% match, is that residual or recurring every month?
Every month for the rest
All
of your
right.
life. For the rest
All
of
right.
your life, the rest of their life, and the rest of your children's life.
And that's the power of network marketing.
Yes.
And that's freedom. That is freedom.
Yes. Yes. And again, people, you know, we're just sharing some thoughts this morning. Again, you know, the book that I was referring to earlier in the broadcast is called It Only Takes a Minute to Change Your Life by Willie Jolly, who is a motivational speaker, was a musician with one of my favorite artists back in the day, Gene Karn. And, you know, Willie decided one day that he wanted to do more than play music and, you know, prepared himself. And then eventually ended up with a radio program called The Magnificent Motivational Minute. And from that, he developed a book with short little quotes in it that, you know, basically helps you reflect. And again, as we wind down to close out for the day, is, you know, just really ponder and remember that thought that it only really does take a minute to change your life. And you know, you get thoughts at times, people, and Think and Grow Rich, they tell you thoughts are incredibly powerful things, but even more powerful when mixed with definite a purpose. And because Napoleon Hill has a saying, if you can conceive it and you can believe it, you can achieve it. See, so if you conceive something, God planted an idea in your head. Most of us do as Les Brown said. We let a three-letter word get in our way. We say, but I can't do that. Don't have self-defeating thought patterns and self-defeating thought purposes. Is that when you get a thought, one of the things that me and my wife do, and I suggest this to people, keep you a notepad on the side of your bed. You laying in bed at night, you wake up in the middle of the night and you get a thought, write it down. Don't say, I'll remember it in the morning. I used to try to, I remember it in the morning. When the morning come, and I didn't get it all back together the way it was when I was laying there. If you have a dream, you wake up out of that, write it down. One of my good mentors who may God bless his soul, no longer here, Reverend Ashaka Musa Barashango. I'll never forget one time he did a lecture and he talked about how he had this dream and he had it all together. He said, and I rolled over and went on back to sleep. He said, I know I should have wrote it down. He said, the next morning I woke up and I couldn't remember all the bits and the pieces of it. So the lesson in that is when you get ideas, you get thoughts, you need to write them down so you can come back and reflect on the thought. Didn't come to you for you not to do anything with it. Don't waste your own time because time is precious. And with that, I'm going to let Ruth close us out with an affirmation.
The affirmation today is the same thing that Willie Jolly told his people in his one-minute motivation. Follow your dreams wherever it leads. Don't be distracted by less worthy deeds. Shelter it, nourish it, help it to grow. Hold your dream close, down deep where dreams grow. Follow your dream. Pursue it with haste. Life is too precious, too fleeting to waste. Be faithful, be loyal in all the day through. The dream that you follow will keep coming true. Thank you for letting me share. Have a blessed day.
All right, everybody out there, have a blessed day. And I think we have a person in the chat room, Praline. I will be emailing you. I will be sending you a message back concerning the question that you left on my site. Everybody out there, have a blessed and wonderful day. And hey, as Ruth said, follow your dreams. Follow your dreams. May God bless you. And until next time, peace and blessings. This is Baba Jahi signing off.